Time for us to do a little business spotlight with our Fremont Area Chamber. Welcome, Tara.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah,
happy
nice to have
Friday
you in here.
Friday Eve, we'll go with that.
Yeah, exactly. You brought Jennifer with you this morning, Jennifer McDuffie from the City of Fremont. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Oh, I better turn your mic on there. That might help.
Might help.
Yes.
She talks loud. It might be okay. No.
So what are you doing here? What do you need? You need people?
We need people. I think everybody needs people today. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that is
we've
for
got
sure.
a lot of hiring going on, and next Tuesday we're going to have a career fair, so we thought we'd let everybody know.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. out at Christensen Field, we'll be out there. It sounds like we might fill the main arena with
Woo!
All of the fun stuff we have coming. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What kind of job opportunities are available for people out there?
Well, we're using this not only for our current jobs, but also for people that might be interested in the future, might be interested in changing the career paths and want to know what it takes to become a line worker or want to get into engineering or something like that, and they want to talk to someone who's actually in the business, or we've actually contacted colleges and high school kids, too, to come out and talk to us. But we have all kinds of current openings. We have police and fire positions open right now that we're currently hiring for.
Mm-hmm.
Our power plant needs operators and maintenance staff. We need help at the library. Emergency dispatch is looking for help. Parks and Rec is looking for help. And I am looking for help too now too. So we have
everyone at the City of Fremont is looking
yes,
at every department.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. That's awesome because this will also be you're looking at some of the summer help too, right?
Yes, yes. So we'll have a booth especially for our Parks and Rec summer help, and a lot of our other departments are looking for help in the summer too. All of our departments will be there and will be represented. But we will have some that are specifically looking for summer help that we'll have highlighted.
So. Okay. Can you speak to benefits and those kind of things generally?
Yes. So we have a pretty good benefits package. We have great health insurance that's extremely reasonable too. That starts day one. Medical, dental, vision insurance start day one. We have disability. We have life insurance. We have a great retirement program. It all kind of depends on where you work as far as exactly what your benefit package looks like. But it's a pretty good benefits package. Start earning vacation and sick right away. So
and government holidays, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing at all. No. I'm being nosy. About how many people are you looking for overall? What'd you say?
Oh, goodness. I would say if you don't count summer, we're probably looking for about 20. If you count summer, you probably better bump that up to close to 150.
Yeah, there's a lot of summer help needed.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And are those positions usually filled by, for the most part, students or maybe a teacher who's not busy in the summer?
Yeah, so we have some great opportunities for current teachers or students that are going to be teachers with our playground rec programs that we have. But a lot of high school and college kids do help us out. We also have some retirees that come in and like to do some mowing for us.
So, oh, sure.
We kind of have a wide variety of individuals that come in.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah.
Do you want to talk more about the events on Tuesday? Because you guys are bringing some cool things in
we
to Christensen Field.
It's going to be, it seems like every time I talk to a department head, they decide to bring more stuff. So we're going to bring some of our toys with us.
Okay, like?
So police is going to bring a cruiser. They're going to bring the new CSO truck. The fire department is going to bring a truck out. They're not for sure. It might be the new engine that they bring out, the one that we just got.
Nice.
Let's see here. The distribution department is bringing a bucket truck and their backyard machine. Sounds like we're going to have a loader there. Parks and Rec is going to bring a bunch of stuff. Let's see here. The gas department is bringing one of their maintenance trucks. Parks department is actually going to have some games there. So
oh, nice.
If you want to come play cornhole or gaga ball, whatever that is, we're going to have that. We're going to have some prizes, too. We'll have some giveaways at the tables. And we will also have a drawing for attendees, too. We'll also have computers there set up, so if people want to actually fill out our online application while they're there, they can stop and do that, and we can help them do that. So.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be really good. Yeah.
And the drawing's pretty cool, the raffle prize.
Yes. So we have I have a whole bunch of T-shirts sitting in my office now, and we're also giving away a season pool pass, too.
Oh, so cool. Yeah. I'll take one of those. Yeah.
I know. Take a little break, lunch break at the pool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Jennifer McDuffie, Director of Human Resources for the City of Fremont, is our guest this morning as part of the Business Spotlight. And Career Fair coming up Tuesday of next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that'll be 2 to 7, Christensen Fields Main Arena. So you never know. You might find something that you might want to change. If you were Tara or I, it would be a career change. But hey, you never know until you get out there, right?
Right.
And bring high school kids or new students who are looking for that.
You know what? Bring the family.
All right, perfect.
Get them excited more the merrier.
True. Get them excited now to be a firefighter when they grow up, or a police officer, or whatever. Very good.
Yeah. Let's see. I think we hit everything here, didn't we?
Anything else city-wise you want to talk about?
Yeah.
We're going to totally put you on the spot now.
I don't know. I'm pretty focused on Tuesday right now.
Oh, so. I bet you are. Yeah, it's not far away. It'll be here before Monday. You'll be like, oh, man, one day?
Yeah.
Got a lot to do.
We hope you have a great crowd. It's going to be a fun event.
So too.
Yeah, we'll get you a good crowd out there, hopefully. Yeah. Chamber-wise, what do we have going on?
Yes, sir. We have our business after hours for March already, because next week is March, same day. So go out and look for your next career, and then come to 505 Brewing Company between 4 and 6 and join us for business after hours. Great Plains Communications is the host of that. So
they always
do a fantastic job. I think they're having La Hacienda Cater and some great brews at 505. So it'll be fun. Or come before and then go see Jennifer over at the last
for
the last couple hours. You might be a better interview then.
You'll be more open. Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, I wanted to give a couple quick previews for National Ag Week. We're super excited about that. The Chamber has an excellent Ag Council. So we have events planned almost every day. We're doing a story time at the library on Monday. Tuesday is our Excellence in Agriculture Awards luncheon, so we'll be honoring our winners there and bringing in a great speaker from the Nebraska FFA Foundation. Let's see, Wednesday, I can't remember what we're doing. We're reading to elementary students. So we're going into some first grade classrooms to read to those kids and tell them where their lunch comes from or where the food comes from. Thursday is Family Feud Farm Edition.
Yes.
Go to the website, fremontne.org, get signed up for that. We're looking for teams of four. We actually did survey 100 Nebraska farmers. So this is the real deal. So get those teams together. If you don't know about agriculture, that's fine. Come out, play, and you'll learn on the spot. So that's at Butler Ag from 4 to 6 on that Thursday, the 24th. And then the 25th, we're at Merritt Trailers for Chamber Coffee from 9 to 10. So
nice.
Awesome week that
week. That's going to be a busy week.
It will be. We won't get much else done, but that's all right. We're going to have a whole lot of fun and make sure our, you know, ag is so important to our community. So we want to make sure everybody understands and knows more about it.
Yep, for sure. For sure. All right.
I think that's all I have.
All right. That's our business spotlight. Again, City of Fremont has a career fair coming up on Tuesday, the 1st, 2 to 7 p.m. out at Christensen Field. And a lot of opportunities. If you maybe have a college student who is not in town, hey, might go out and get some information for them. Yeah. Yeah. Stop on out. Working for utilities, a city, or some of the municipalities. But you can win some door prizes, too. Should be a lot of fun. Thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.